And just like that, the clock ticks noon on a Tuesday. And my friends, welcome. Welcome to The Daily, live via the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. And we're also brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Bud Light, Mick Ultra, and sometimes Bucked Up Energy Drink. All bringing you The Daily here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. All right, so we're going to get to the high school basketball district pairings in a little bit. We're going to get to high school basketball results and games scheduled for tonight. We're going to get to high school hockey as they start regional action tonight. So we've got that. JU is in action tonight. Big Ten basketball. MSU in action tonight. This is a very important contest for the Michigan State basketball Spartans. And a few other things. We'll see if we can't dig up some Detroit Tigers news. This is only second day of full team squad practices. So, yeah, we've got, I mean, as you would expect with this show here, we've got a lot coming at you each and every day. Now, with all that said, my friends, it is Tuesday. And one thing that I dislike more than others on a Tuesday is when your computer runs slow and you can't get to the element that you need to get to. Because you and I know what happens. Oh my goodness, this is so slow. Why is it so slow? All right. So you know what happens on Tuesday. You know what happens. But if you forget what is so special about this day, allow me to give you just a little bit of a reminder. Oh, it sounds so much better if it didn't stupid glitch then. Ugh. Why can't you get a computer that works? Oh. As we have approached that time of the day, where my friends, it's time for the D-double-E-double-R-U-N-D Run Bumps Update. After a heartbreaking loss last week, the Bucks are back on the ice tonight at the Optimist Ice Arena. 8:30 puck drop. And for those of you who missed the Deer Run Bucks press conference last Wednesday, the Bucks. But the Bucks was a heartbreaker. That was a 5-4 loss to the Spare Parts Mufflers. They supply it, I read it. If they was want something else, then they better proof it. All right. The Bucks are looking to get back into the win column tonight as they take on the Devil's Lake Golf Course Birdies, whom the Bucks have had some success against this season, winning a 7-5 shootout match last time they met. The Bucks will be facing a tough task tonight and must bring their A game in order to win. The Bucks struggled mightily last week, breaking the puck out of their own defense zone and must improve on that in order to win. The most important thing the Bucks need to focus on is to stop giving up 3-0 leads. It is errors like these that they must avoid if they want to secure their spot in the JHL playoffs. According to Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, tonight's game will be bigger and more meaningful than the USA versus Canada game that we witnessed last Saturday, as the Devil's Lake Birdies hail from Lenawee County, making this a county border rivalry between two stellar golf courses. Rumor has it that the Birdies, the Devil's Lake Birdies fans, will be booing the Jackson County National Anthem, which could be a huge mistake, as they will certainly rile up the Bucks to make them want to play their best game they have played all year. 8:30 p.m. Deer Run
versus the Devil's Lake Birdies.
It's a showdown on the ice, not the tee box, tonight at the Optimist Ice Arena. Deer Run. The D, double E, double R, you red, Deer Run, Bucks. Boy, I feel like I was missing a little something today. I can't put my finger on it. I don't know. It's always just superbly written. It's fabulous. Thank you. All right, it's tonight, Optimist Ice Arena. The lag on everything today is just it's so slow. All right. Well, there we are with the Deer Run Bucks update for today. Optimist Ice Arena, 8:30. We're gonna have the presser, the most important press conference we will have all week long live here on the Daily will be tomorrow at noon. The Deer Run Bucks presser with Brian Bolaball as we get the results from what undoubtedly will be a win. They're going to be booing our very own sacred Jackson County anthem. How dare they? Already, and we can't do anything preemptively to our very sacred Jackson County anthem. Man, I tell you, it's unheard of. Seriously, literally, absolutely 100% unheard of. Can't believe the goal. We would never think to go down there. I mean, some things are sacred. We're not going to go down there and trounce all over their Lenawee County flag. Why would they come up here and boo our Jackson County anthem? Nope. Not gonna happen. Well, anyway, we'll see if it gets to fisticuffs tonight.
The Birdies
against the Bucks. All right. Let's go ahead. Let's put this little segment behind us as we are moving on. We have Fox Sports. There it is. High school basketball results. Oh, man. It's not even letting me scroll. I don't know. Who is looking at inappropriate things on a workstation? Who is doing it? Don't accept those cookies. All right, in high school basketball, let's start off boys basketball in the Big 8. Stockbridge at Bronson tonight, 7 o'clock. Springport at Concord tonight, 7 o'clock. All right, so you've got Springport, Concord, Union City, all 8-4. Stockbridge kind of run away with it. They're 11-1 right now. But it's a tight race to get that second spot in the Big 8. So Union City at Quincy, that's at 7 o'clock. And Vermontville, Maple Valley at Reading tonight at 7 o'clock. Cascades. Britton Deerfield. That's kind of a lengthy bus ride up to Addison, but they took it, and they took the win too, 95-61. Grass Lake getting the win last night, 73-41 over Pinckney. Braden Lape broke the career scoring record that was set in 1980, 1,488 points. And they still have more games to go. Do they count the postseason in that? They should, I would think. And right now, that team, that Grass Lake basketball squad, 21-0 on the season. Way to go. That's phenomenal. Napoleon, 46, versus Jackson Christian, 31. And we have, not comments, but we've got some stats that the coach sent our way. Where'd they go? Where'd they go? There they are. Derek Seidel sending us the info. Taylor Knoll, 19 points on the night. Brady McLean, 11 points. And Gavin Davis, 8 points on the night for the Napoleon Basketball Pirates. Let's just close that out. I think the more stuff I close, the better, even though it shouldn't matter. All right. Tonight, you've got Vandy at Ann Arbor Green Hills. That's at 7. East Jackson at Coldwater at Penn Sophia Academy. That's at 7 o'clock. It just has that very theatrical sound to it, you know? Northwest, onto the I-8 now. Northwest, low-scoring affair, but they get the win, 34-23 versus Hastings. Mason, 72-36 over Western. And Harper Creek on top of Richland Gull Lake, 56-35. Today in the I-8, you've got Central at Harper Creek at 7, Penfield at Hastings at 7, Northwest at Marshall at 7, Coldwater at Western at 7. In the white! SEC White last night saw Adrian topping Dearborn Heights Robichaud, 69-47. Chelsea B. Jackson, 60-43, and Grass Lake on top of Pinckney, 73-41. Brighton Livingston Christian at Pinckney, 7:30 tonight. Chelsea at Roseville, 7 o'clock tonight. SCAA East. Napoleon on top of Jackson Christian, 46-31. I already talked about that. We've got tonight Pittsford at Sand Creek in the SCAA East. That's boys basketball. Let's pivot over to girls basketball in the Big 8. Girls basketball last night, Quincy defeated Bellevue, 52-23. Bronson on top of Springport, 58-46. Reading getting the win over Stockbridge, 50-36. Battle Creek St. Philip got their fill of Vermontville Maple Valley. St. Philip got the win, 44-18. Now tonight, girls basketball in the SCAA East has Union City at Vermontville Maple Valley. You know what? It sounds fancy. We're just going to say fancy, all right? So that contest scheduled for tonight. East of the Cascades, last night, one contest, East Jackson beat Napoleon 41-33. Tonight, you've got East Jackson at Grass Lake, Manchester at Leslie, and Napoleon at Michigan Center. All tip times there, 7 o'clock. Cascades West, girls basketball. Nothing from last night, but tonight, in a very depleted West. Yeah, you don't have Addison playing. You don't have Vandy playing. Jonesville at Columbia, that's at 7 o'clock. Homer, dope! At Hanover Horton, 7 o'clock. I-8 from last night. Girls basketball, Northwest defeating Hastings. 29-27 for that final. Harper Creek on top of Battle Creek Central. Oh, wait, no, they're not on top of anything. They're at Battle Creek Central tonight, 7 o'clock. Hastings at Penfield, 7 o'clock. Marshall tonight at Northwest, 7 o'clock. And Coldwater at Western tonight, 7 o'clock. In the white, SEC White Girls Basketball, nothing from last night, but tonight you've got Ypsilanti Community at Adrian, Chelsea at Ann Arbor Father Gabriel Richard, Brighton Livingston Christian at Pinckney, That's a 6 o'clock tip time. All the other ones here are 7 o'clock. Lumen at Tecumseh tonight at 7 o'clock. SCAA East girls basketball took overtime, but North Adams Jerome got the win over BD 44-42. All right. Jackson Christian tonight at Burr Oak, 6:30. Athens at Hillsdale Academy at 7. North Adams Jerome at Hillsdale Will Carlton Academy at 7 o'clock. All right, that's high school basketball. Girls' results, guys' results, girls' schedule for tonight. Same thing for the dudes and their schedule tonight. At this point, now here's where we're. All right, let's get you hockey real quick, and then when we come back, because I meant to get to it yesterday, just didn't have time. We'll go through the basketball pairings for boys here in just a second. Before we go there, Northwest begins their quest for a regional championship tonight. They take on Essexville Garber. This is going to be at Munn Arena on the campus of Michigan State University, 6:30 tonight. Northwest, they come into this. Do they give us an NPR? They do, 453. So Northwest comes into this with their 9-16-0 record with an NPR of 453. Their opponent tonight, Essex Garber, 17-7-0 with their NPR of 496. 453, 496. So you're giving the edge a little bit to Essexville here, but that's why they play the games. And I like how it's on. Is it a neutral site? Essexville here, Garber High School varsity ice hockey, Essexville. What they're taking on JU. They're coming into this with a little bit of a streak. Wins over Riverview, wins over Big Rapids, wins over Gladwin. They beat St. Clair Shores. Oh, they got two over. They did lose to Skyline. I don't think there's any other. They did beat Adrian. Oh, and they played Northwest earlier in the Bay City Showcase two-day tournament. Way back. Oh, my goodness. This feels like it was last year. December 14th, last time those teams played. And it's 4-2 final. Well, good luck, Jackson United. And we'll get you covered here first thing tomorrow, 6:35-ish. On AM Jackson, and we'll probably go into a little more detail tomorrow here on The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. All right, let's get you to high school basketball. The pairings, we'll do that right after this. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters on our studio, our own little corner of the Summit Township Woods here. And just like that, yeah, 12:22. Welcome back to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via our McKibben Media, our studio in McKibben Media Group's world headquarters in Summit Township. We're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins, Bud Light McUltra, and Tri-County Water. Ah, that's good water. TriCountyWater.com, because you need peace of mind about what's really in your water. And they'll take care of you. Come on, give them a call. Go to their website. Send them a message. Whatever works best for you. And set up that free in-home water analysis. And they're going to set you up. No answer is the wrong answer, right? Whether it's a reverse osmosis system, whether it's the jugs, whether you just need a softener, whatever. Ever water needs you have, they'll help you out. All right, let's get to, because I meant to get to this yesterday, so we're doing it today. High school boys basketball district pairings, and we are looking first at District 12 in high school Division 1. District 12 in high school basketball. Did I even pick this right? We're going to go through District 12. There it is. Hit that. And then we hit the search button. I love how easy this website makes it, allows it to flow, right? Well, in District 12, you've got two games tonight. Monday, the 24th. At 5:30, you have Holt versus Lansing Eastern. And winners there will advance to face Mason. These again being held at Holt. So Mason earning the bye. Holt, 9-11. Lansing Everett is 6-13 on the season. Bottom part of that bracket, the 7 o'clock contest features the Vikings of Jackson, a very young Vikings team at 10-11 on the season versus Northwest, which, you know, when we saw them versus Columbia, I got to admit that was four wins on this team, right? But that team had no quit, and they gave a very good Columbia team a very good run for their money. So that's going to be 7 o'clock at Holt coming up on Monday the 24th. So that's the first pairings we were mentioning here in Division 1. We've got one to mention in Division 2, District 52 at Columbia. Now, this is the one. I remember yesterday when we were talking about that Columbia loss to Grass Lake, and that really impacted their pairings here, because you take the teams with the higher MPRs, you put them 1 and 2, and then the other ones kind of get seated in place. Well, Western will be facing Pinckney, and there's only one game in the 52nd district on the 24th. That's Western versus Pinckney. Western 8-11, Pinckney 5-15. 7 o'clock at Columbia. Winner there is going to advance to take on Michigan Center. Michigan Center, 16-6 on the season out of the rugged Cascades. So Michigan Center getting the bye. Columbia, with their record of, where are we here? 17-4. And Chelsea's 13-7. That's going to be a pretty good contest right there for the 7 p.m.er on Wednesday the 22nd. So they get the bye still. They don't have to play a game on night one, but you know, they get Chelsea as opposed to getting that number one seed and facing a team with a little bit less of a record. So that was... Saturday was it was a seeding determiner for Columbia, the Golden Eagles, the Columbia basketball Golden Eagles. Now let's head over to Division 3, and we are in District 83. And we don't have a team there in the first round. But in the second round, you've got Stockbridge, who's sitting there with their 16-4 record. They're going to be waiting on Wednesday for the winner of the Brighton Cheryl Stockwell Prep versus Dansville contest, which is Monday at 7 o'clock. The bottom part of that bracket has Springport facing Leslie. And Springport, 12-7. Leslie, 10-10. So, yeah, we're back to that Big Eights Cascades crossover. So that'll be an interesting one to follow. This will be an interesting bracket to follow. All right, so that's 83. Will it take, if I just hit the down arrow, will it take me to 80? It does, because sometimes they don't put this in order. So District 84, and this is the one I understand Connor and myself will be covering. There's a doubleheader on Monday, East Jackson versus Napoleon. Teams that are kind of down in the Cascades right now, both 9-win teams. East Jackson's 9-11, Napoleon is 9-12. Winners there get to advance, and we'll have the pleasure of facing Jackson Lumen basketball Titans at Hanover Horton Schools from District 84. So all of these games happening at Hanover Horton. So game one is at 5:30 on 224. Dude, come on. Game two on that Monday on February 24th at 7 o'clock, Hanover Horton versus Vandercook Lake. Hanover Horton, 14-18, they're just a victim of being in a very tough district. So, yeah, they're the only ones with a winning record that are playing on that first day. So they get the opportunity to play, win in advance, and take on Grass Lake. Grass Lake, 21-0. Yeah, they must have got the second seed because of their NPR. Lumen must have just that much, just a skosh more difficult of a record. And that's why, at 18-3, with two losses to Riverview Gabriel Richard, and I think the other one was either Divine or Loyola. Now, Lumen gets the number one seed in that bracket, waiting for East Jackson Napoleon. So we're probably going to end up having a Lumen Christi versus... boy, I hate to say which one's going to be playing Lumen that day. It does feel like we're going to have a Grass Lake Hanover Horton semi in the districts. All right, so that's District 84, which we're going to have on... I'm not sure where that's going to land, but I know Connor and myself will be heading out there. We'll be covering that one. District 85. Oh, you know what? We're going to go to 86 first. Why not? We're just going to keep it out of order. MHSAA is not a fan of numerical order, apparently. So District 86 has Erie Mason taking on Clinton in the first round on Monday. Blissfield will face Manchester in that first round on Monday. Winner of the Erie Mason-Clinton will advance to take on Moreau St. Mary Catholic Central. Winner of Blissfield-Manchester will advance to take on Ottawa Lake-Whiteford. Those are all happening at Whiteford High School. Now District 85, because that makes sense. You go to 84, then we go up to 86, and we come back to 85. It makes complete sense. Addison versus Sand Creek in Game 1. There's only one game on Monday in District 85 at Hudson High School. Game 2 will have Hudson facing either one of those schools. Hudson sitting there with a 10-9 record. Addison is 5-16, and Sand Creek is 2-18. Wow, that's some pretty ugly basketball. Hillsdale and Jonesville, they are playing second round. So Hillsdale comes in 10-10. Jonesville 12-9 for the two semis. All right, So we're back down to 85, 87, okay, because we missed 86 earlier, okay. 88, right? There's 74, okay. 74, I'm looking for 80. Can I have an 80, please? Well, we went from 73 to 75. Now, so, okay. Most of the time, numeric order, most of the time. But it feels like it's only when it feels like a kind of situation. All right, next one should be, there it is. We finally made our way to Division 3, District 80. We're on day one. Bronson takes on Quincy at 5:30, and Monday, 7 o'clock, it's Union City versus Homer. Schoolcraft waiting for that Bronson-Quincy winner. And Centerville will be waiting for Union City and Homer. All right. Let's get this wrapped up. High school boys basketball, Division 4. Division 4, District 118. That's it. That search button so it finds it. Yeah. Reading versus Camden Frontier, Game 1, Day 1. Concord takes on Litchfield, Game 2. Concord 12-8. Litchfield 3-16. winner there is going to advance to take on Hillsdale Academy. Hillsdale Academy is 15-5. That's, oh wait. Concord Litchfield advances take on Hillsdale Will Carleton Academy, 16-4. You know, you got a Hillsdale Academy, Hillsdale Will Carleton Academy, both pretty good teams. So we'll be keeping an eye on that one. That is Division 4, District 118. Now let's take a look at 19. Oh, hey, we go from 18 to 17. Awesome. There it is, 19. North Adams Jerome versus Jackson Prep on Monday, the 24th. North Adams Jerome, 7-13. The Prep is 7-7. Winner there advances to take on Waldron on Wednesday. Waldron's 16-5. And the contest underneath that, Jackson Christian versus Pittsford. Jackson Christian, the Royals, are 9-11. Pittsford, 9-10. So pretty evenly matched there in the district semi. All right. That's where we land with high school basketball and the district pairings. And we'll go over those girls at some point here within the relatively near future. All right, when we come back, let's jump into NCAA hoops a little bit. As time allows, we'll get to a little Detroit Tigers baseball, too. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. Back with more after this. Welcome back to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Via our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. And we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Kettlebell Hot Spot, where your functional fitness begins. Bud Light McUltra, bucked up energy drink. And we're also brought to you by Tri-County Water. Tri-County Water, properly hydrating the show here today. You know, I'm a little behind as I try to get 3 liters in me. Which is 4 of my Tervises here that I drink water out of. I'm just starting number 3 right now, so I'm a little behind. All right. Michigan basketball Wolverines. They passed MSU in the AP poll for the first time this season. Wolverines vaulting to number 12 in the country during their 6-game winning streak. I don't like it. They get a little positive action going in the poll in the top 25, and that's when they seem to tank this year. Well, here's the top 25. Auburn number 1 after they just beat up Alabama. You know, it's kind of like an Ohio State thing. Whenever Alabama loses, there's just a little part of me that just gets all happy. So Bama lost, yeah. To Auburn, 94-85. So Auburn, 23-2 on the season. They are the number 1 team. Florida is the second team at 22-3. They are coming off a win over South Carolina. Duke, they just won at Virginia. They are 22-3. They're the third spot team. Bama, 21-4. They dropped a couple spots after they just lost to Auburn. And so you got Houston at 21-4. They are fifth. Tennessee, 21-5, they're sixth. I know, I'm just reading schools right now, but trust me, it's going to get interesting here in a second. You'll see. It's going to get, if you haven't paid attention yet, it's going to get interesting. You'll see. Just bear with me for a second. So Tennessee, 21-5, they dropped a spot. Texas A&M, 20-5, they're in the seventh spot. Iowa State, in the eighth spot at 20-5. Texas Tech, 20-5. They're in the ninth spot. St. John's, 22-4. They're in the 10th spot. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Wisconsin is now the best team in the poll from the Big Ten at 20-5. They jumped up 5 spots after they just beat Purdue 94-84. Purdue's on a pretty streak right now. All right, so there's Wisconsin. Then you got Michigan at number 12. They jumped up 8 spots. They're 20-5 after they just had a squeaker against Ohio State University. And then at 13, you've got Purdue at 19-7. They dropped six spots after they just dumped one to Wisconsin. And then MSU, they're 20-5. They dumped three spots after they, well, they just beat Illinois, but they lost to Purdue, and they had a couple losses in there, too. So they're 20-5. So you've got Big Ten, 11 through 14 in the AP. Missouri's at 15 at 19-6. Marquette, 19-6. They are 16th. Kentucky, 17-8. At 17th, Clemson, 21-5. At 18th, Arizona, 17-8. They're in the 19th spot. Maryland, the fifth school out of the Big Ten, they are 20-6. They are 20th right now. They jumped up five spots. 21 is Mississippi State at 18-7. Memphis, 21-5. They're at 22nd. Kansas, 17-8. 23. Ole Miss at 19-7 at 24. And Louisville. You know, it's, I have to focus on that every time because my brain is telling me to hit all of it to pronunciate like the highly trained professional that I am. I keep wanting to say Louisville, right? But you're supposed to say it like you got marbles in your mouth. You're not pronouncing it Louisville. So Louisville is 20-6. But they are coming off of a win over Notre Dame, so that's a good thing. So that's where we are in the AP right now. Michigan, they vaulted up to number 12 in the country during their six-game winning streak. The Spartans dropped to 14 following loss to unranked Indiana in East Lansing. They bounced back. They got that win against Illinois. They had a couple back-to-backers there. Lost to Purdue, and it was not a good stretch there for the Michigan State basketball Spartans. Well, here we are in the Big Ten. Unlike someone's opinion for the AP, this is where we actually stand in the Big Ten. Well, wait, let's do that in just a second. So coming up today, you've got Minnesota at UCLA. That's at 10:30. Before that, at 8:30, you have Illinois at Wisconsin, 8:30. Purdue at MSU, 7 o'clock. Yeah, and those are the contests in the Big Ten for today. Nothing from yesterday. And there it is. Trying to click standings. Big Ten standings right now. Michigan 12-2. Michigan State 11-3. Purdue 11-4. Wisconsin 10-4. Maryland 10-5. UCLA 10-5. It's so tight right there. It is very tight in this race. And that's a big game for Michigan State. This is a big week for Michigan State basketball. 14th-ranked Spartans taking on the 13th-ranked Purdue Boilermakers. Spartans are 11-3 in the conference. Purdue's 11-4. So Purdue, basically a half game back. Vegas is putting their weight on MSU. Matchup predictor, 61.2% in favor of the Michigan State basketball Spartans. Again, they're just a half game back from MSU. This is a big game. State gets that win. They become half back from Michigan. And then depending on what happens on Friday, they could be leading the Big Ten once again. I mean, everybody in the Big Ten just kind of beating each other up. Big game coming up on Friday. Big game. But you got to get through today and you got to get that win over Purdue. Man, so Wisconsin, so Purdue is a 1.5 back. State is a game back. Purdue's 1.5 back. Wisconsin 2 back. Maryland and UCLA are 2.5 back. I would venture to guess that Illinois, anybody south of Illinois, that 9-7 record, 4 games back, they just don't have shots at winning the Big Ten regular season crown this year. But it's still a race between Michigan State, Purdue, between Michigan. Michigan State. I don't know if you could pick up. I did a little pause there. So Michigan State, Probably not. You probably just thought I totally forgot about Michigan and just went right to Michigan State. So Michigan State, Purdue, Wisconsin, and Maryland, UCLA, all in a very tight six-team race for a top of the Big Ten. Wow, that's tight. That's tight. That's razor thin. All right, what else we got here? Got a little bit of Tigers. Got a little bit of, hockey. The Four Nations face-off finale is tonight, and we got the game we wanted. Well, did we want this one, or did Canada want it more? I don't know, but yeah, it's going to be a good one. We'll talk about that and more. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, live via our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. Back with more after this. Well, 12:53, 7 minutes now in front of 1 o'clock. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, via our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters of Summit Township. And we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins, Bud Light, Mick Ultra, and Tri-County Water. That's good water. TriCountyWater.com. All right, so every once in a while, at Kettlebell. Now, I had a thing, so I couldn't go yesterday, which might be end up being a good thing, because every once in a while, we'll have special workouts. Now, Rhonda does a really good job of mixing it up, right? You know, kind of tricking your body into getting the best out of you. But there was, with our group, there was a birthday that was celebrated recently. It was a 58th birthday. So usually what happens when we have a birthday is whoever birthday it is, we have to do that many push-ups on the rings for their birthday. But you know, for this one, it was decided we're just going to do a full-on workout based on that number. So we did 58 push-ups, 58 jump squats, 58 tri-step extensions, 58. Now, we could do our choice. We could do one-arm jerk, 58 on one side, 58 on the other, or we could do the 58 double jerk. So I grabbed the 18s. I didn't do the 20s. No, I did the 20s on that. I did the 20s, yeah, with the double jerk. Yeah, now that I think about it, I did the 18s and 16s on others. So did 58 with the double jerk. Then we had like a little slider thing back and forth, put on the special thing. We had to slide back and forth, which, yeah, when you say you had slide back and forth, sounds easy, but you know, you're kind of like doing the push off and then you're sliding 8 feet. And then you have to push off the other way. Down and back was one, 58 times. Had to do a step press, 58 on each side. So that's when I grabbed the 18, right? Went down from the 20 to the 18 and did that 58 times on the right, 58 times on the left. I was running short on times. So there was one station that I missed. That was the 58 on the TerraCore because balance is not a good thing for me. Alternating toe touches. So I didn't do that one. But I did do the 58 tire flip, and I did do the 58 full get-up setup. So, yeah. No, she's got a big, huge honking tire out there. I flipped that damn thing over 58 times. And, all right, so the moral of the story is with the push-ups, the step press, the jerk, there was a lot of arm type extension workouts in there, and man, chest, tries, dude, they're all feeling it still. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Now I'll be back at it tomorrow. I had a thing yesterday, so I had to miss, but I'll be back at it tomorrow. Kettlebell Hotspot. Yeah, if you've given up on your New Year's resolution and you're kicking yourself for it, you know, cause I was there, man. I was going to, yeah, that I was going to that one gym where there's all that purple around, and you know, hey, if that's a system that works for you, fine. But, you know, I need a community. I need people to work out alongside who are going to push me. And I need a coach to kind of help me to do it right and to guide me and also to push me. So if what you're doing before wasn't working, check out Kettlebell. Kettlebell Hotspot. Yeah, there's kettlebells involved, but it's a full body cross type of workout. And it'll get you to where you want to be. All right, what do we have here? Yes. The hockey game tonight. The Four Nations face-off finale. Who wins, U.S. or Canada, round two? I think the Canadians, they kind of stepped in it when they booed our national anthem, and that just hacked everybody off, and it just turned into an all-out brawl, and it was brutal, physical, tough hockey. X factor for the U.S. team, special teams. Goalie confidence, 9.5 out of 10. X factor for the Canadians, Derry. Scoring depth. Goalie confidence, 7.5 out of 10. Well, we'll break this one down. Hopefully there's a little bit of fisticuffs with it tomorrow, too. Or tonight, too. We'll break it down tomorrow with that Four Nations. Then eventually we'll get back to hockey. Between the NBA All-Star break and this hockey break, it's been kind of a snooze lately, right? Well, guess who showed up to Detroit Tigers training camp in a beard? Yeah, because Gleyber Torres, Yankees rules wouldn't let him grow a beard. Well, he came all bearded up, and he's ready to go. The December acquisition for the Detroit Baseball Tigers. Hey, they play Saturday. First game of Grapefruit League action. All right, we'll be back at it for Hump Day Wednesday tomorrow. Between now and then, stay safe. We will see you soon.